It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and of course, why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, so we've heard a lot about what it means that Kim Jong-un may have said he wanted to meet with President Trump. But how should that meeting be approached? We get an expert opinion from Gordon Chang right now. Plus, it's a Money Monday. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I may leave fast or we may sit down and make the greatest deal for the world and for all of these countries, including, frankly, North Korea.
What's going to be interesting about how this plays out, that you got so many people in establishment Washington that have offered their unsolicited opinions in the last 4 days. They keep saying, oh, well, it would be ill-advised under any circumstances for Trump to do it this way, blah, fill in the blank. And then you have almost the opposite. Some, well, he should certainly not forget about this, fill in the blank. All these people that have been able for the lifetime of their careers as Washington politicians be able to do a big fat bupkis about North Korea is telling the guy who had the meeting begged for from the dictator, right? I mean, think about this for a second. North Korea said, no, we're going to build our thing. They're launching missiles and we're telling them you better not do that. And we start doing our exercises in the ocean off their shores, and then the Olympics happen, and you know they got a little bit of a nice treatment from the rest of the world, and all of a sudden they're like, huh, I wonder what it would be like to be a part of the members of nations that get treated normally. At least I wonder if that's what they thought. Let me ask my first guest today. It's Kevin McCullough, by the way. Thank you for being here. Busy Monday straight ahead. Gordon Chang is he's the foremost expert. He's the number one go-to guy. He's on CNN. He's on Fox. He's on Kevin McCullough Radio. And we love picking his mind because he understands the region better than anything. But, Gordon, did you not find it a little bit ironic that it was lifers in Washington dictating to the great negotiator what he should be aiming for when he goes into this negotiation with Kim Jong-un? I thought it was hilarious.
It was hilarious, and it certainly was ironic. You know, we've had prior presidents, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, and conservatives have spent years on inter-NC consultations. You have deliberations, studies, reports, and coming out with really misguided policies on North Korea.
Right.
Then you have President Trump in a 45-minute time frame making a decision from the gut, which I think was the right one. So this is, I think, fascinating to watch. This is not to say that Trump won't make mistakes in the future, but he started out on the right foot, and I'm very happy that he's agreed to talk to Kim Jong-un.
Well, I think that something that people consistently underestimate about this president is his real ability to understand the behavior of the people that are on the other side. I think the trade tariffs are a demonstration of that. He Jedi-minded everybody on those things, and he's now made it possible for the entire world to avoid tariffs if they just make their trade negotiations with us fair. And he totally won for America, just taking one issue and just saying to the globe, we're going to do it this way, and this is what we're going to do. I think the same thing could be unfolding here with North Korea. I do want to hear your ideas on where he could go wrong and some things you would say if you were in his team. Hey, let's make sure we take a look at this. But I thought it was just full of just poppycock that Hillary Clinton's running around the nation over the weekend when it was her husband that really got us further in the mess than we were before. Is that correct, Gordon?
Yes, the agreed framework of 1994 was not a good deal for the United States. There was insufficient verification, almost no verification, and so therefore the North Koreans violated it while the ink was drying. While we thought we were safeguarding their plutonium reactor, the North Koreans were enriching uranium in sites that we did not know about.
Right.
What President Trump did on Thursday, and this is really, really important, and this is why I think he made the right decision, and that is the most important thing right now is for the United States to maintain the alliance with South Korea, because the overriding reality is the United States and South Korea on the one side are so much more powerful than North Korea and China on the other. And if we keep the alliance strong, we will always have acceptable outcomes and maybe even good ones. We know that South Korean President Moon Jae-in wanted Trump to meet Kim. Trump said, yes, he's going to do it. That prevents the North Koreans from driving a wedge between Seoul and Washington. So this was a gut instinct. It was the right choice.
Now, some of the people that have criticized or at least have strongly cautioned have a lot of different areas. And I want to touch on a few of them. Number one, he came out and said all of the massive pressure that's currently on them stays on them and not one scintilla of bad behavior between now and May, or else the whole deal's off. Right approach?
Absolutely. The reason why the North Koreans want to talk to us is that, first of all, they want sanctions relief. And that's because President Trump, with U.S. sanctions and by sponsoring the U.N. sanctions, have been able to severely restrict the flow of money to North Korea. So, for instance, the Chinese are reporting that Office Number 39, which is the Kim family slush fund,
right,
is running out of money. And also the South Koreans are saying that North Korea will run out of foreign exchange by October. That's one of the reasons why Kim wants to talk to President Trump.
Well, he's already starving his people, but how much more damage could be done if they ran out of money altogether? That is something that's facing him. Maybe overthrow, right, by the people of North Korea?
Yes. Well, not so much overthrow by the people of North Korea, but overthrow by senior regime elements.
Sure.
Because when Kim Jong-un doesn't have cash, he doesn't have the ability to engage in gift politics, which is the giving of Mercedes, Rolexes, and other luxury items to senior regime elements in order to buy their loyalty.
They keep everybody in line. Yeah, okay, I get that.
Yeah.
Now, how does China view what is about to go down here from their perspective, and what do we want China to think and do about it?
On the surface, the Chinese are very happy that there are going to be discussions. I think that they privately are very concerned because they're being cut out. One of the big mistakes of the administration of George W. Bush was to put China at the center of the international community's efforts to disarm North Korea. So it's very important for us to talk to the North Koreans directly without the Chinese. And one of the mistakes that Trump could make is to have these discussions in Beijing.
Okay, that would be an interesting move, given that they'd probably tap the room and know everything that was said.
In addition to other problems.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Let's talk about location. Where should it go down?
Well, I would love it to be at Mar-a-Lago because there's two advantages. First of all, Kim is in the United States signaling weakness, and of course, he would get the world's most beautiful chocolate cake.
That's
but
true.
That's not going to happen. Probably this will occur in the demilitarized zone in the joint security area at the truce village of Panmunjom, probably just south of the demarcation line, in other words, in South Korea at the Peace House. That's where President Moon is going to meet Kim in April. So I would suspect it's going to be held there. And that would not be a bad choice for us.
Is there any chance at all that North Korea is tempted to do this for mischievous reasons or be totally disingenuous in terms of what their aims are? I mean, I know that the Kim family has done that in the past, but is there anything that signals to you that this is different this time?
Well, 100% that they're going to try to be disingenuous. What's different, though, is that President Trump holds the high cards because North Koreans do need money, and President Trump could turn the flow of cash back on again. And that's why it's so important for him not to do that, to make sure that the sanctions remain in place. And matter of fact, are stiffened between now and the time of a agreement.
Of a sit down. Will there be a peace agreement at the end of this? An official
maybe
ceasefire.
In our lifetimes, it shouldn't be now.
Okay.
Largely because the North Koreans still have that goal of taking over South Korea. And until they abandon that, we should have our forces on the peninsula. We should be ready to defend, and we should not go from an armistice to a full-blown treaty.
All right. Well, of all the advice I've heard, Gordon, over the last 4 days, yours by far makes the most sense, as always. Thank you, sir, for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's Gordon Chang. Follow him on Twitter and, of course, see him all over cable news, CNN, Fox News, and read his books. The man knows what we're talking about. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Big show. Stay with us.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Lots of brake lights here in Queens on the eastbound side of the LIE out of the Midtown Tunnel right out to the Cross Island Parkway with an accident along the way right by the Grand Central. Grand Central delays start eastbound by the BQE and take us right out towards the Cross Island Parkway. Van Wyck southbound just before the LIE, that's a crash being cleared. Stays heavy all the way down to the Belt. Northbound jammed up from the Belt Parkway right up into the area of the Kew Gardens Interchange. Very slow on the northbound Whitestone Expressway just before the Whitestone Bridge. That's a crash being cleared. Southbound Cross Island Parkway at Bayside Marina looks like we have a crash. And the BQE, just forget about it. In both directions, it is absolutely awful. From the LIE right down to the Prospect with numerous accidents along that westbound side. Northbound to Westside Highway has jammed up in the 70s on up to the George Washington Bridge. FDR northbound was over the 30s on up to the GW Bridge. And we're looking at about a 20 to 30 minute delay back in New Jersey at both the Lincoln and Holland Tunnel and 15 to 20 minutes on the city-bound side of that Lincoln Tunnel. GW Bridge, a pretty good ride. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher believes we're living in crazy times.
Senator Chuck Schumer of New York doesn't like the president's recent judicial appointment because he's white. Honest to goodness.
We are so crazily down the rabbit hole.
I just hope and pray for my country that we will somehow, someday, come back to some sense of normalcy and reality and common sense.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because of my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code THE ANSWER, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Most powerful lesson I ever learned about the power of precious metals comes from the $20 gold piece. Do you know about it? The $20 one-ounce gold St. Gaudens coin that Landmark Capital is giving away a number of years ago was only worth $20. In fact, if you had a $20 bill and $20 gold piece, you could go to the finest haberdashery in Manhattan and buy a man's suit with it. Now, you can still buy the suit with the $20 gold piece. You can also buy it with the value of the suit, but you can't use a $20 bill to get it anymore. That's just how valuable gold is. And right now, Landmark Capital wants you to win a one-ounce gold piece, $20 St. Gaudens coin, on April the 2nd. We're going to pull the winning name on March the 31st on my show. So go online now to register. You're also going to get the $180 Survival Financial Kit for 2018 as well when you register. Go online and register for your free gold coin, am970theanswer.com. Go now, am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, let's be clear. I think it's to say arming teachers is an oversimplification and a mischaracterization, really. I think the concept is to have people who are expert in being able to defend and having lots and lots of training in order to do so.
Well, that's Betsy DeVos, and she's got a lot of reasons to comment on the issue of whether or not we put guns in school administrators, principals, coaches, teachers' hands, because she's going to be heading up some of the new planned work that the White House is beginning to unveil and for people to respond to in response to the shooting from Florida on Valentine's Day of this year. It is not lost on me that the exploitation of the issue almost immediately kicked in from the anti-gun side of the debate as soon as the tragedy occurred. And it is not lost on me that it has gotten increasingly quiet since much more reasonable ideas have been put forward. But that's not going to stop people from trying to filibuster the issue. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have a conversation with my next guest. John Lott is the foremost authority, I think, on guns in America. And the kind of the overall picture, some of his books include More Guns, Less Crime, War on Guns, and Freedomnomics, just some of the books that he's written in the last few years. And he is returning to the Kevin McCullough microphone and the first time after many years, and I'm glad to have him back. Professor, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
The White House is not going to suggest raising the national gun age to 21. They are not going to call for the banning of any specific type of gun. And they are going to probably say that qualified people within schools should be allowed to have them in the case of self-defense. From where you sit, John Lott, Jr., tell us exactly what you think of what we know about the president's plan in response to the Florida shooting thus far.
Well, I think they looked at some of the evidence, and that shaped their views. I know the administration looked at the evidence of the past times that the age limit has been increased. There was really no age limit on rifles until 1994. We had had earlier increases in the handgun age. But when they looked at the academic empirical work on it, they found that there was no evidence that any of those previous increases had decreased any type of crime. And there was actually some evidence that the previous increases had increased gun crime with regard to homicides. And so they looked at it and they said, well, you know, maybe we can do some additional studies on this. But their initial knee-jerk reaction to go and increase the age, they realized may not have been the best response.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You know, and the same type of thing occurred with the other types of rules that they've been looking at. I am glad that the administration is pushing forward on arming staff or teachers. I mean, I've been incredibly frustrated by this issue. I've been talking about this for 20 years. I don't know how anybody could read the diaries or other statements that these killers have left behind and not realize that they explicitly target these venues where they don't believe people are going to be able to defend themselves.
Right.
And so, you know, so Florida just passed a bill that would have them spend $500 million a year on putting one armed police officer in each public school in the state. To me, that's just not a serious response. Because you put somebody in uniform to go and guard a school, and if they're present when the attack occurs, they're going to be the person who's going to be taken out. You know, it's kind of like putting somebody there with a neon sign above them that says, shoot me first. These killers know if they're the only person who's armed there and they can go and kill them, then they'll have free rein to go and shoot other people there at the school.
Right.
You know, the key is how quickly you can get people to respond. In this last attack in Florida, it took 6 minutes to go and kill the 17 people that were there. And, you know, the faster you can get somebody there on the scene to stop the attack, the sooner it'll be stopped and the more lives you'll have saved.
John,
I don't know how.
I think of it as kind of a simple strategy issue, too. And this is why I wrote a piece for Town Hall a couple of weeks ago, and it went uber viral. Like 500,000 people have read it. But it just had seven simple things, of which, if we think about it from a logical perspective, so let's say that you have an outer perimeter, so maybe metal detectors, and then you've got retired police or army officers that spot check bags for people that come in, or maybe you have a season of mandatory bag check. I don't know. I'm open to either one. But then say a killer is able to blow his way through a metal detector and blow his way through a couple of spot check guards. The armed person in the classroom or on the second floor of the school building or in the gymnasium, even if you had one or two per building for every school across the nation, and then just take one more step. Take the sign down that says gun-free zone and instead put up a sign with a shooter silhouette on it that says, if you try to hurt our kids, we'll blow your face off. Just making those four changes would do what, John Lott, in your expert opinion, to the average kid that wants to do this kind of stuff and is targeting a campus to do it?
Right. Well, I think the last part is very important, because I think having someone there or having multiple people there that the attackers won't know who is armed. I mean, you can have a full-time guard, but he's in civilian clothes. If his only job is to be a guard, people are going to figure that out after a while, and it's going to be as if he is in uniform. The huge advantage that you have for having a concealed carry permit is that the attackers don't know who they have to worry about.
Right. Look, it's like the Air Marshal program.
Yeah, but one of the important things to realize about the Air Marshal program is they had a huge turnover. They had like a 50% turnover every 6 months in the job. It's an incredibly boring job. I mean, I assume you've flown across the Atlantic. I don't know about you, but even though I'm able to sleep or read a book, which these air marshals aren't allowed to do, they have to essentially just be alert, watching the surroundings for whatever time it takes to go across the Atlantic. You know, it's a horribly boring job. And the same thing would be true for having a police officer or multiple people there guarding it, if that's their only job.
Right. But staff members would make a difference. And John Lott, I echo what you're saying, and thank you for your good research and all your advocacy over the years. Find out more at the Crime Prevention Research Center. Their website is crimeresearch.org. And, of course, you see John on a lot of the TV advocacy channels, Fox News, CNN, et cetera. He's the one that's just making common sense. And I think it totally makes sense. And it looks like the White House proposals are going to mirror that as well. Kevin McCullough, really glad to have you with us. It's a big, busy Monday, but we're going to talk about money coming up next. David Fisher's with me. Don't go away. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have cloudy skies and 41 degrees on this Monday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. A 50-year-old man is dead following a hit-and-run in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn this morning. Police think the victim may have been on his way to work when he was struck just after 4 o'clock at Grand Street and Metropolitan Avenue. Police say they have no description of the vehicle. They're looking for witnesses and surveillance video, hoping to make an arrest. A man is dead after being shot by a Nassau County police officer after a road rage incident in Great Neck this morning. Lisa G. has more.
Nassau County Police Lieutenant Richard LeBron said the suspect hit two men in the head with a bat. The suspect, who was first shot with a stun gun, didn't drop his bat after being ordered to.
The subject now again proceeded to raise the bat, tried to go after the police officer. At this point, the police officer had no other choice but to fire his weapon.
LeBron said the incident happened near Maple Street and Bayview Avenue. The two victims hit with the bat were taken to the hospital. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
A fuel shutoff button may have been hit before last night's deadly helicopter crash here in New York City. Scott Pringle has more.
NTSB investigators are on their way here to examine the helicopter and interview the pilot, but law enforcement sources are telling CNN that a luggage bag from one of the passengers may have accidentally hit the emergency fuel shutoff valve. The pilot of this sightseeing chopper, he reported engine failure as he put in a mayday call. This was just before the chopper went down in the East River last night. It killed all five passengers. The pilot was reportedly released from the hospital. On the east side, Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Rangers host Carolina at the Garden. Taking a look at the traffic, outbound Lincoln and Holland tunnels both running 20 to 30 minutes. It's the Lincoln Tunnel that has a 20-minute delay on the city-bound side. Your forecast, eventually the clouds will form some rain, and then rain will turn to snow. It'll be changing to all snow overnight, low 33. Snow likely until around lunchtime tomorrow. Very windy as well. Total accumulation of anywhere between 2 and 4 inches, but much more on Long Island. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Islanders fans, it's time to rock the island. Purchase a Rock the Island plan for the 2018-19 season and receive all regular season and preseason games at NYCB Live, home of the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum, plus 3 weekend games at Barclays Center.
Snap it toward the net, Lee in front, backhand, it scores!
Call 844-33-ISLES or visit islanders.nhl.com/island to learn more.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com. That's mikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500 and see for yourself. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
New City Kids annual spring production, Legacy, debuts soon. Legacy explores how God's interruption into our story changes everything. Hurts are healed and redemption enters, rewriting our story to one of hope and love. There are several opportunities to see Legacy, Friday, March 16th in Wyckoff, New Jersey, Sunday, March 18th in Liberty Corner, New Jersey, and Saturday, March 24th in Jersey City, New Jersey. Get more info and purchase your tickets today at newcitykids.org/legacy.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. It's a Monday, and that means we turn to our resident psychologist, someone who can help us think even more clearly on days when there are such worrisome things in the headlines. Don't know if you've seen it, but 3 delivery bombs in Austin, Texas today. That's disturbing. It's a lot of, I don't know, we live in very perilous times. 3 sickened by white powder in Brooklyn courthouse. I mean, you've just got some really sick people out there. And Dr. Gina Loudon, I don't pretend to think that you know how to diagnose everybody all the time. But it does speak to this idea that we live in very troublesome times, and trusting the good of mankind is probably not a very wise strategy in most cases. Would that be the case, Dr. Gina?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, Kevin.
That's okay.
I just finished up doing a shot on hosting on Newsmax TV, and so you caught me right at the end of that, and I'm just coming into your show. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of crazy out there, but here's the good news, Kevin. I mean, you know, I can't help but think about just the way I felt, like, as a mom, you know, a year and a half ago. I felt like the world was really falling apart. I didn't feel hopeful for the future. I wasn't sure economically where our country was going to be. I felt like we were on the verge of a terrorist invasion just about every single day. I didn't know what was going to happen with North Korea, but I thought that it could be really bad, especially at the time I was living in California.
Right.
And I was just consistently worried about that. And here we are, just, you know, less than a year and a half later, and now things are changing. So, you know, that was enough to make you crazy, but I think today we have a lot to be hopeful and excited about in terms of leadership in this country that is taking us a different direction.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mention that, because there are some really angry people, and Joy Behar is one of these people. And, you know, she said some vile things about the vice president on The View, and she said that Christians are people of they have mental illness if they believe that Jesus speaks to them. And it evidently was reported that she, apologized privately, but there's Disney and ABC are getting a lot of pressure from people saying, no, she needs to apologize publicly. She said it publicly. She needs to apologize publicly.
Yeah, and you're cutting out on me a little bit. I hope I'm not cutting out on you and your audience, but you're absolutely right. I think that, you know, there's such a double standard in the media, and we're so used to it as conservatives that we almost don't even notice it anymore. Like, we almost just expect it, Kevin.
Right.
But I think that we are coming around to a place where it gives platforms like yours and like mine a lot more space, because the old media is failing when they refuse to look at the activities of Joy Behar and Kathy Griffin and whoever else, you know, when they refuse to even hold them accountable. But Mike Huckabee gets nominated to the Country Music Awards, and they go up in arms. Country music, Kevin.
Right.
When that's going the way of the leftist losers, you know that America is just standing back, especially the Rust Belt, especially the South and the Midwest, the Heartland. You know, they're standing there looking at this going, what? And then when you think about that, they really don't have any candidates for president at all that aren't from the most extreme left, like Kamala Harris or someone else. I don't know what they're going to do. I really don't know how you recapitulate when you are a Democrat right now. I really don't know. I don't know. They're not going to win any middle because they don't have any candidates and they don't have any issues.
Gina, I'm going to talk about this from my own perspective a bit later in the broadcast, but there's a report out today saying that Democrats may have to run on the idea of abolishing the Department of Immigration in 2020 to have a chance to win. Now, if that doesn't say that somebody's gone to the extreme, you know, to try to stake out something that's going to be palatable, we're going to do away with the immigration department, ICE. I mean, you talk about even just the opposite of where America was at with Trump and build the wall and make America great again. It's like there is such a polar difference between the two sides that I don't know that there is a middle ground for normal people anymore. I think people have to decide, which one am I more like? Is it the ones that are over there, or is it the ones that are over there? Because the two are so different, there's not really anything that binds them together anymore.
No, see, Kevin, I disagree with you there. I believe that the Republican Party has become the middle. I really do. I think we are the middle. We are the level-headed. We are the balance. And I think the left has slid completely into, if you're not going to say communism, then you've got to say socialism. Like, that's where they are.
Right.
That's not America. That's not the left. That's off the edge. That's different country stuff, right? I don't think Americans want any part of that. And I think we're going to be very surprised at midterms. And I think that the president, unless they come up with some candidate out of nowhere that just looks, walks, and talks perfectly, I don't think that the president's going to be presented a very big challenge. Because
you know what?
By then,
I think that even
be enjoying the fruit.
I think that even tomorrow night in Pennsylvania, we may see something that's not quote supposed to happen in that race either. Anyway, Dr. Gina, always a pleasure. Happy Monday, Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
Hugh Hewitt isn't on board with the president's plan for tariffs.
People were stunned and surprised. Australia and Canada among them. Our allies are very badly hit by this. The Bush administration tried aluminum steel tariffs in 2002, I think. They were bust. They always are. And the one thing it gives you for sure is inflation. Real American jobs are going to be lost because of this.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. New York is nearly impossible to afford. And just when Washington cuts our taxes, Governor Cuomo's budget would snatch that savings away from us. It makes life more expensive with $1 billion in taxes on everything from health care to online shopping. Reclaim New York Initiative says enough is enough. Stop the lies. Stop the waste. Stop hiking taxes. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org. Tell your legislators, stop the billion-dollar tax bomb. ReclaimNYNow.org.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. GEICO will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti On Over. GEICO is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Spring is just around the corner, so now is the time to get those home projects done so you can spend spring and summer being with your loved ones. Larry Elder here. Home Advisor makes it easy to find the right pros for any project. Seriously, whether it's a small project like fixing a leaky faucet or a big project like remodeling a kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in the area for your exact job. The pros are background checked, and you can read verified customer reviews, compare prices, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. So, no matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters clean, even a big job like a new roof, Home Advisor makes it easy to find and hire the best pros in your area. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started. I've used Home Advisor. It's prompt, it's fast, it's easy, and I'll use them again, and so should you. Homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started. Homeadvisor.com. That's homeadvisor.com.
Hey, Dan. Can you believe it's our 10-year anniversary of getting a great night's sleep?
I know, Trina. For 10 years, ZQuiet has been helping couples like us kick snoring out of bed. Think of the millions of lives we've changed.
And that all happened years before other snoring companies showed up on the scene. ZQuiet really started a revolution.
Hi, we're Dan and Trina. As the founders of ZQuiet, people often ask, what sets us apart from the competition?
It's easy. Snoring was our problem, and we know what night after night of snoring does to a relationship. Visit GetZQuiet.com.
ZQuiet was developed to treat my snoring, and we realized there were other couples that were desperate for a simple and effective solution.
We're so proud that ZQuiet has become America's trusted name in snoring solutions.
Get ZQuiet and kick snoring out of bed forever.
ZQuiet fits both men and women. Try it risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95. Text SLEEP to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com. Text SLEEP to 246810 or go to GetZQuiet.com.
It starts off as fun, a good feeling, until suddenly you can't turn it off. And that good feeling gets washed away. If you or someone you know is gambling for more than fun, they may have a problem. We've changed the lives of so many, and we continue to be just a phone call or click away. 1-800-GAMBLER. Support, treatment, hope. We're just a phone call or click away and make the right call. 1-800-GAMBLER or 800GAMBLER.org. This message sponsored by the Council on Compulsive Gambling of New Jersey, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
AM 970, The Answer.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. And on Monday, the news is often about the money, and the money has been in the news for the last couple of weeks, particularly as it relates to tariffs and jobs and all kinds of things. And that's why we turn each Monday to David Fisher of Landmark Capital. Don't forget your chance to get a 2018 financial survival guide, absolutely free, $189 value for that, when you call 844-604-2575 or just go to register online at the website of this radio station. But 844-604-2575 is where you can request one right away from David and his team. David Fisher, that CEO aforementioned. David, welcome back. Good to have you.
It's great to be back in the saddle here in Phoenix and on your program again, Kevin.
So here's what happened. And I kind of thought that Donald Trump had had a trick card up his sleeve. And sure enough, he did. He comes out, he announces the tariffs. And then, of course, the media misses the whole headline. He buries way down deep, third or fourth reason into his announcement, that any country on the planet that wants to avoid them, all they have to do is make their trade policy with us on an equal footing and they can be exempted. Well, lo and behold, people are still thinking the sky's falling. I'm just curious, now that the tariffs have been announced, where do you stand, Mr. Fisher, on what you think is going to happen there?
Well, first of all, I think we have a problem, and that's why President Trump is addressing it. We have a huge deficit in our trades by 10.8% a year. It's been growing. Now it's ballooned to the highest level it's ever been at 7.65%. billion dollars in January. So he had to do something. This is the biggest since we've had since 2008. So I'm going to give President Trump a huge amount of credit for matching his rhetoric with reality, and his advisors claiming that, you know, tough talk and introducing tariffs will work in the United States in helping the deficit. But, you know, we have to look at it. The trade deficit is just a mirror image of what is happening in the U.S. domestic economy.
Right.
It's the expenditures in the United States, in other words, exceeding the income producing in the United States, which is what we're currently doing, which is one of the problems, which is what creates this whole excess of exports coming into our country, or in other words, a trade deficit. So putting on, you know, President Trump threw it out there and he rolled it back and said, okay, now Canada's exempt, Mexico's exempt, Australia's exempt. And, you know, put it into perspective, it's only 1.8% is what this constitutes in steel and aluminum of total U.S. goods and imports.
Right.
You know, so it's not a whole bunch. It's only 0.3% of U.S. import, U.S. tariffs.
But the thing here is that there, the world really did sit up when he said that they were gonna, he was going to put them in place. And then he really used the opportunity of announcing them to say, you've treated us unfairly and we're ending that policy now. And anybody that wants to treat us fairly, we'll renegotiate this. I mean, he's going to get a new NAFTA deal out of all of this.
He's going to get a lot out of it. And put it into perspective, you know, the tariffs in the 1920s and 30s were 20%. Now we're only about 1.5%
right.
in recent times. So, I mean, this is really a whole bunch of rhetoric and from the rest of the world pushing back. There are three countries that are pushing back, you know, the European Union, which is a whole bunch of countries, mostly steel, apparel, textile, footwear. They're actually going to talking about their rhetoric is saying they might put tariffs on motorbikes, T-shirts, jeans, corn, and bourbon. But who knows if that's going to happen. There are a couple other countries is the UK, which is kind of still part of the euro. They're concerned. And then China is a little bit just saying we're going to see what will happen on the damage to their economy.
I don't think anybody realized that we were 800 million to the negative on the deficit with China, and 25% on imported cars versus 2.5%. I don't think anybody realized that either. Anyway, hey, listen, Larry Kudlow believes that he might just yet exempt the European Union. You know, if they get their act together and say we're going to equal out trade, that's a possibility. But Larry Kudlow weighing in on more prominent trade policy issues. What do you think about the potential that he has to replace Gary Cohen as the new the chief economic advisor?
I think he'd be fabulous. He's a great guy. He has the integrity, the experience, the knowledge, and the wherewithal to be able to speak the language of President Trump and to be able to speak to President Trump in a way that President Trump can receive. And, you know, a lot of people might not know this, but, you know, Larry Kudlow has served with President Reagan. And so he brings that to the table. And President Trump is really kind of doing a scorecard or basically textbook of Reagan. And he needs somebody like Larry to come and speak to him. And he's done that in the past, and President Trump has welcomed that. So
yeah.
I think it'd be great. It'd be great for the market. He's great for news, great for the media, great for the financial sector. Everybody loves him.
Yeah. All right. So market-wise, where are we sitting this week, and what does it look like?
Well, the markets was up earlier today. Now the markets are down. So you're seeing, you know, like I said, at the beginning of this year, you're going to see a lot of volatility and market swing. And I think you're still going to see that. And it's being interpreted on the news on what's going to happen with tariffs or what might not happen. But keep in mind, there's four phases of a bull market. First being pessimism, skepticism, then optimism, and then euphoria. We're definitely in the euphoria. So you got to be concerned. That's when markets take big corrections. I don't think we had a small minor one. I think we're through that. And I don't think we're going to have a big one, in my opinion. Probably maybe till the end of this year or sometime next year, J.P. Morgan says a 40% correction will happen in the next, up to a 40% correction will happen in the next few years, though.
Well, that's going to be a series of bubbles that have to burst to make that happen. And the new white paper that you've just authored, Time is Up, Which Bubble Will Burst First to Trigger the Coming Great Deflate, is part of that financial survival guide for 2018 that, friends, you can get if you request one now. You can go to am970theanswer.com. Just put in the information right there, am970theanswer.com. Click the gold coin. That's where you can connect to the sheet. You fill it out, and then you're also automatically registered for your chance to win a 1911 St. Gaudens beautiful gold coin that we will be drawing the winner for on March the 31st. And that means that you've only got a couple of weeks left, a couple of 3 weeks left to get registered for that. But request your financial survival packet. It's worth $189 and it's yours free from Landmark Capital when you request one today. Here's the phone number. You can request it right now. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, thanks for keeping your eye on the markets and watching them for us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, my friend.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us again. If you want the financial survival packet, 844-604-2575 and register for your chance to win on March the 31st. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Not a good ride at all here on the BQE in Queens or in Brooklyn on that westbound side from the LIE right on down to the Prospect Expressway. It is bumper to bumper. A couple of earlier accidents appear to have been cleared, though. Eastbound, we're slow from the Gowanus on up towards the area of the Kosciuszko Bridge. LIE eastbound jammed up from the Midtown Tunnel all the way out to the Cross Island Parkway. Grand Central Parkway eastbound slow from LaGuardia right out towards the area of the Clearview Expressway. Clearview southbound really a little bit slower than the Grand Central. Cross Island slow southbound from the Throgs Neck Bridge right down towards the area of Bayside Marina and stays heavy right down towards Belmont Park. What a mess the Van Wyck looks like at this point. We're jammed up from the Belt Parkway right up to the Kew Gardens Interchange. FDR northbound is slow riding from the 30s all the way up to the George Washington Bridge. Westside Highway northbound slows from the 70s up to the George Washington Bridge. The latest numbers across the Hudson River, not so good. We're looking at a 30-minute delay each way at the Holland Tunnel and about a 30-minute delay each way at the Lincoln Tunnel. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There are some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here. I'm just shopping.
Oh.
Table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
Hi, this is Chris King. Join Greg Picker and me Friday night at 7 p.m. when the New York Islanders clash with the Capitals in Washington, D.C. Right here on your home for Islanders hockey, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I hope you'll join my friends and colleagues here at AM 970, The Answer, Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, and me on the 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaiian Cruise this coming August. This is going to be an amazing journey, a great time to discuss the future of our country, all while sailing in paradise amidst the legendary Hawaiian Islands. Unlike any other cruise you've ever experienced, this will be one of the best times you've ever had. We'll sail to some of the most beautiful islands in the world. We'll see all the sights by day. Then at night, join Larry, Hugh, and me for a lively an interactive discussion on what's going on in our country while exchanging ideas about ways to chart a fresh course for our beloved nation. It's the 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaiian Cruise. Set sail for 7 days, August 11th through the 18th. For all the details, just visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com or call 855-655-1335, 855-655-1335. Book your trip today.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the year of the cat.
Jay Sekulow, live, is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. As I said, a very busy Monday, and big thanks to everybody who was here for all the hours of the show today. Gordon Chang, Bart Millard, Gina Loudon, John Lott, David Fisher. Appreciate everybody. And if you did not catch the part earlier in the day when I was able to have Bart Millard on, and we had him on Facebook Live and also on the early hour of the show, you can also check him out in the features podcast section of the Kevin McCullough Radio podcast domain, which if you go to SoundCloud, I think it's like half of all of SoundCloud now. We have like 25 podcasts or something that we're populating there, including a new one that may be of interest to some called Uncontainable. A brand new edition of that went up over the weekend, and a lot of people are getting a lot of benefit out of that. But look for the features segment, and Bart Millard's interview is there. And, of course, both hours of the broadcast every day are there and everything else. So if you only get one, if you are only able to hear one in your area, et cetera, then go ahead and go to soundcloud.com/Kevin McCullough Radio, KMC Radio, and you should be able to get right there. I also want to say, if you haven't seen, if you haven't made plans to, plan now to see I Can Only Imagine. It opens this week. It is going to be an amazing film. I saw it sneak preview this weekend. And also Paul the movie, Paul the biblical character, the movie is hitting theaters later this month as well. I hope you'll check that out as well. Now, very interesting bit of news to end with today. The FoxNews.com is reporting, as is Chris Hayes from MSNBC, that Democrats who are ready to start announcing their run for 2020 for the White House are getting a lot of pressure from the most progressive elements of our society to campaign on the idea that we should abolish the agency that enforces any federal immigration law. Abolish it. Meaning that there would be no checking of anyone's status in the country ever. That they want one political party. In this case, it happens to be the Democrats. But they want the Democrats to promise in their campaign that they will do away with any type of enforcement of immigration at all. Friends, I want you to think that through. I want you to think through the San Bernardino shooting. I want you to think through different issues we had surrounding 9/11. How people got to the U.S. and stayed, passed visas, and decided to kill Americans. I don't know of a more foolish thing that either party, this is not a partisan criticism, I just don't know of any of a foolish thing that either party could do that would be more dumb than to say that we should do away with all enforcement of immigration law. You do that, you may as well take away our borders and just erase the lines, because nothing will mean nothing anymore. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.